ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। नमो महावेदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरक्षे नमः। पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंदा। हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। Okay, once again welcome everyone and thank you for being here this Friday evening. Thanks to Suresh Prabhu Bharti Mataji for opening their doors, inviting everybody for the satsang program here. So today I thought of speaking on a different topic from our usual discussion going on. So as you know, we'll be celebrating Lord Jagannath Rath Yatra festival in about 8 weeks from now. And we have a lot of services coming up just to have everybody's consciousness absorbed into the pastimes of Lord Jagannath or this particular Jagannath Rath Yatra festival. So I thought of speaking something on that point. In particularly actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela in Jagannath Puri. So how many of you know who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? I hope everybody. So everybody knows who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Can somebody quickly give me introduction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? You first, the train will leave. So better somebody can tell quickly. And we have a limit of till 9:30, right? As I'm being told. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself in the mood of Radharani. Okay, very nice. Anybody has any other explanation, any other answer? Anybody from Mataji's? We got one Prabhuji's answer, one Mataji's.
He came the Kali Yuga to give the holy name, to chant the holy name.
So Mahaprabhu came to give Yuga Dharma, the chanting of the holy name. Okay, good. So both are good answers. Okay, so because it's a combined leela of pastime of Jagannath and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which we are going to discuss. So my next question is, who is Jagannath?
Okay, bro, let me see what was. So, Jagannath is Krishna in separation for Radharani.
Jagannath
Prabhu is a Krishna or separation of Krishna.
Good. Very nice. So, everybody got the answer?
One more time.
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is Krishna himself in the mood, in the bhav of Radharani. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna who appeared taking the heart and the
कलर द बॉडीली कॉम्प्लेक्शन ऑफ राधा रानी. सो महाप्रभु राधा रानी का हृदय और उनकी अंग कांति लेकर प्रकट हुए. सो कृष्णा राधा रानी का हृदय और अंग कांति लेकर महाप्रभु के रूप में प्रकट हुए. एंड हु इज चैतन्य महाप्रभु? राधा रानी इन द मूड ऑफ सेपरेशन फ्रॉम कृष्णा. सो राधा रानी कृष्णा के विरह में व्यतीत जो राधा रानी है दैट इज महाप्रभु. एंड हु इज जगन्नाथ? जगन्नाथ इज कृष्णा हुज बॉडी डिफॉर्म्ड in the ecstasy of the separation from Radharani by hearing that pastime. So Jagannath is Krishna in separation from Radharani. So Radharani ke virah mein jo vigalit Krishna hai, that is Jagannath. So you got it? Mahaprabhu is Radharani in separation of Krishna and Jagannath is Krishna in separation of Radharani. So in one sense actually Krishna and Radha are both same, right? One. So now when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, he wanted to run to Vrindavan immediately after accepting sannyas. So as soon as he took sannyas from Kesho Bharati, he said, I want to leave to Vrindavan immediately. And Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Acharya and other devotees, they wanted to stop Mahaprabhu from going to Vrindavan. So they kind of diverted Mahaprabhu going to Vrindavan. They brought him back to Navdeep. They started. Mahaprabhu was so filled in ecstasy and he was looking everywhere. He saw, they told this Ganga in Navdeep. They said, this is Yamuna only. And so you have already reached Vrindavan. So they diverted him, brought him back to Navdeep. And so Mahaprabhu again stayed there for some time, few days. And then Sachi Mata, mother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, she requested, rather than going to Vrindavan, which is so far away, you please go to Jagannath Puri. So which is at least close by, not that far, and I will be able to hear about you. When the devotees visit from Navdvip to Jagannath Puri to attend the festival of Rath Yatra, so at least they will bring back your news, I will be able to hear about you, your well-being and everything. So Mahaprabhu, on the request of Sachi Mata, he decided to go to Jagannath Puri and stay there. Because Jagannath Puri in one sense is Vrindavan from one point of view, because it has Dwarika, the Jagannath temple is considered as Dwarika and the Gundicha temple is considered as Vrindavan. So we'll hear more about that as we move forward. So as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Jagannath Puri, he stayed there for almost 3 months. He attended some festivals. And after that, Mahaprabhu decided to go on a pilgrimage to South India. He said, I want to go to on a tour of South India, going to all the places of pilgrimage in South India. So he left that place. So for 2 years continuously, Mahaprabhu visited the various places in overall South India. Going to Srirangam, Kurumakshetra, Rameshwaram, Kanyakumari, and then coming back to Jagannath Puri after 2 years. So as Mahaprabhu arrived back in Jagannath Puri after the South India pilgrimage, Mahaprabhu stayed there in Jagannath Puri overall total. So after sannyas till his winding up his Leela, manifested Leela in this planet, Mahaprabhu was 24 years in that planet. And out of 24 years, he travelled for almost 6 years. 2 years to South India. In between he went to Vrindavan, came back. So overall he travelled for 6 years. So 24 minus 6, 18 years, Mahaprabhu stayed pretty much in Jagannath Puri. So as Mahaprabhu came back to Jagannath Puri, they were planning for a residence for Mahaprabhu, where Mahaprabhu should stay. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he said, we need to have a nice place for Mahaprabhu, which is little secluded place, peaceful place, and it is not too far from Jagannath temple also. So what can be that place? So they decided to have Mahaprabhu's residence at the house of Maharaj Pratap Rudra's guru. So his house is actually called Radhakanta Math. There is a very beautiful deity called Radhakanta, and it has a nice garden and it is close to the temple. So they decided that let's have Mahaprabhu's residence put up at Radhakanta temple, Radhakanta Math. And inside that temple, there is a one small room, which is called Gambhira. So Mahaprabhu stayed at Gambhira for 18 years and he did many pastimes while staying there at Gambhira. Practically out of 18 years, 12 years, Mahaprabhu did not even come out much from outside of Gambhira. Last 12 years, he stayed maximum time inside Gambhira, doing a very deep absorption in the pastimes of Krishna. What is the meaning of Gambhira? Why they named it Gambhira? Right, where Mahaprabhu stayed, that place is named as Gambhira. Why not as temple or kunj or bhajan kutir or something? They call it Gambhira. What is the meaning of Gambhira? Very serious, very deep. So where Mahaprabhu was in deep absorption in the pastimes of Krishna, in separation from Krishna, he experienced so much of nectar absorbing in those pastimes. So that's why it's called Gambhira. Mahaprabhu's very deep leela, very deep pastimes. So as Mahaprabhu stayed there, now they thought Mahaprabhu need to have one dedicated servant who is going to take care of Mahaprabhu, take care of his paraphernalia, take care of feeding him prasadam and all that. So Mahaprabhu need to have a dedicated devotee serving him. But Mahaprabhu himself will never ask for service to anybody. But we need to have somebody dedicatedly serving Mahaprabhu. So at that time, one devotee from Godadesh, from Navdweep, arrived in Jagannath Puri. And his name was Govinda Das. Actually, this Govinda Das was disciple of Ishwarapuri. Who is Ishwarapuri? Prizing. Nobody knows. So Ishwarapuri is spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, from whom Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Diksha. And in sense, Ishwarapuri is disciple of Madhvendrapuri. Right? From Madhvendrapuri, Ishwarapuri, and from Ishwarapuri, Mahaprabhu accepted Diksha. So this Govinda Das is disciple of Ishwarapuri. So in that way, he is God brother, Guru Bhai. Mahaprabhu ka Guru Bhai hai. So Mahaprabhu thought, how can I accept service from Govinda Das? He is my god brother. But Govinda said, my guru, Shripad Ishwarapuri, had instructed me that you go and serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So I have come on the instruction of my Guru Maharaj, and my Guru Maharaj's instruction to serve you. Please allow me to serve you. And Mahaprabhu was very hesitant. No, no, how can I have let you serve me? You are my god brother. And then Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya and other devotees, they requested Mahaprabhu, no, no, please allow him to serve you. As principal, yes, he should not be serving you as your god brother. But the higher principle is, he need to fulfill the instruction of his guru. So to fulfill the instruction of his guru, please allow him in your service. So then Mahaprabhu, on the request of all other devotees, he accepted service from Govinda Das. And if we really want to understand the mood of service, how one should serve senior devotees, how one should serve the spiritual master, we should learn from Govinda. So Govinda Das, he had two primary services. One, to feed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will not even take food. He will be so much in ecstasy of chanting the holy name, Krishna Hai, Krishna Hai, Ha Krishna, Ha Krishna. His tongue is not stopping for even one moment without the holy name. So in that situation, how somebody can feed Mahaprabhu? So his service was to feed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by some method, by distracting Mahaprabhu from the chanting, engaging him in some other discussion, telling him about the confidential, telling him about some melodious pastime of Radha Krishna's meetings. And in that way, while engaging, while Mahaprabhu is listening to that, somehow putting the bite in Mahaprabhu's mouth. Like a mother will feed a child, distracting him somehow. A child is running here and there, he will not sit at one place. So mother will pacify, hold him somehow and put one bite in his mouth, and he will again go play somewhere. So like that, Govinda Das, by distracting Mahaprabhu from his chanting, make him stop chanting, listen to something and then feed something. And devotees will be very happy, at least something went inside Mahaprabhu's mouth. And the second other important service Govinda has, to massage the body of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu constantly, continuously throughout the day, he is singing and chanting and dancing. Krishna hey, Hare Krishna, so Mahaprabhu is always chanting and dancing, and his body, his each and every nerve is calling to Krishna, his body is aching. So his service was at the end of the day, somehow pacify Mahaprabhu, have him lie down and massage his body, massage his legs, massage his hands, massage his back, sometimes massage his head. And while he is massaging, as Govinda will touch Mahaprabhu's body, while talking about Krishna, engaging him, hearing Krishna Katha, and Mahaprabhu sometime will went into a little sleep, and then devotees will be very happy, oh, at least Mahaprabhu is pacified for some time, he is taking some rest, because rest is also very important, let him take some rest. So that were the two important services of Govinda. And his service attitude, he will feed Mahaprabhu, massage him when Mahaprabhu will go into little sleeping stage. Then he will take prasad, whatever is left in the same plate from where Mahaprabhu was fed. The same pattal on which Mahaprabhu ate, whatever is left he will eat. And then he will clean the clothes of Mahaprabhu, keep it ready for next day. A very great humble service attitude. One day, Mahaprabhu, after his ecstatic dancing and chanting and kirtan, he was so tired, so filled with absorption in Krishna's holy name and Krishna's pastime. He lay down at the entrance door of Gambhira. And if you have not visited Gambhira, if you should visit Jagannath Puri and visit Gambhira, Radhakant temple, inside that there is Gambhira. It's a small room, very small room. You cannot go inside the room right now. Means now they have closed that door and all. There is one small window from which you can see inside. And now also they have kept the personal items of Mahaprabhu still there. Mahaprabhu's external clothes, Mahaprabhu's paduka, Mahaprabhu's kamandalu, and Mahaprabhu's that lamp which he will light every night. So those are still there, and the devotees can take darshan from that window. And that room is a very small room. Only one person can lie down in that room. So it's like 6 to 7 feet long or 7 feet wide, that much size. So Mahaprabhu, one night he lay down at the entrance door of Gambhira. So when Govinda came to offer his service, to feed Mahaprabhu, to massage him, so he saw Mahaprabhu is lying there almost in an unconscious stage. He is not even in conscious stage, just calling Krishna, he is lying there. He said, Mahaprabhu has not even eaten, the plate is still lying there. And how can I go inside? Mahaprabhu is lying on the door, there is no place to go inside. And the custom is actually one should not cross over, jump over the body of at least, in principle, nobody's body. But at least your superiors, your worshipable person, your superior person, you should not cross above them. So if you remember from the Mahabharata also, when Bhima was coming, collecting the lotus flower from the lake for Draupadi, after that he was passing by, and on the way, Hanuman was lying down and his tail was covering the street. So he requested Hanuman to pick up his tail so that he can cross. Because the custom is, the principle is, one should not step over. So Govinda, he saw Mahaprabhu lying on the door of Gambhira and there is no place to enter. How can I go inside and massage Mahaprabhu, render my service? So he is thinking what to do. Then he brought one cloth of Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu's dhoti, put in top of Mahaprabhu, closing his eyes, he crossed Mahaprabhu and went inside. Because he said, my service dharam, my seva dharam, sevak dharam is topmost. For that, for crossing Mahaprabhu, not even any other person, crossing Krishna himself, crossing his body, even if I have to go to hell, I accept that, but I have to do my service. So he crossed over Mahaprabhu, went inside and massaged Mahaprabhu. Massage his legs, massage his hands, and after giving the massage, he thought, now how can I go out again? So he sat there in one corner, just in a very tight situation, just sat in one corner whole night there. And then very early morning when Mahaprabhu came back to consciousness, he saw Govinda sitting there. And the prasadam plate is still there. And he has not eaten and he has not slept. He's just sitting there in that tight situation, tight position. He asked Govinda, why are you here? Why did not you go out? He said, Mahaprabhu, you are lying on the door of this room. And how can I step over you and go out? Mahaprabhu said, how did you come inside? You came inside also like that, stepping over me. He said, yes, I came stepping over your body. For that, even if I have to go to hell, I accept that. But that time, I was thinking of my service to you. I was thinking about giving you satisfaction, giving you happiness, giving you the pleasure. But second time, while going out, if I have to cross you, that will be thinking of my happiness, my pleasure, my comfort. That time it will be because I want to sleep or because I have to eat, so I wanted to go out. So that's I do not want to do. First time I entered crossing you for your service, for your pleasure. But second time I did not want to cross you for my pleasure to go outside. So Mahaprabhu embraced Govinda. And as Mahaprabhu embraced Govinda, he also was filled with love, filled with ecstasy for Radha Madhava. So if we, as I said, if we really want to understand the service mood, that's how one should cultivate the service mood. Not being conscious about our own comfort, our own satisfaction, how we can serve other devotees coming out of our comfortable zone. Especially on special occasions, special festival days, or when senior devotees come, sannyasis come, how we can render some service. So as Mahaprabhu stayed there, it's a time of Lord Jagannath's Rath Yatra. And when Rath Yatra happened, lot of devotees from Godesh, from Navdweep, they come to visit Jagannath Puri. Advaita Acharya, Nityanand Prabhu, Srivas Pandit, all these exalted devotees, along with so many other devotees, in a big party, they come to Jagannath Puri, travel all the way. And that time it's all travel by road, by walk. It is not that there were some trains or buses or aeroplanes that time. So they used to travel for many days all the way from Navdweep to come to Jagannath Puri. And they will stay there for almost 4 months. So they will come before Rath Yatra festival. They will celebrate Lord Jagannath Rath Yatra. After that, there will be Janmashtami celebration. There will be Radha Ashtami celebration. Then Vijayadashmi will come. Then Diwali will come, the whole Kartik month will come. So they will celebrate all those festivals there in Jagannath Puri with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then finally Mahaprabhu will tell them, oh, it's been long time, you have been away from your home for long time, please go back. And in those 4 months almost, there will be big celebrations for all major festivals. So the king of Odisha that time is King Prataprudra. And King Prataprudra had a great desire to see Mahaprabhu, to have his audience. So he sent masses so many times through Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, please arrange for me to take darshan of Mahaprabhu. I want to meet Mahaprabhu. I want to get his mercy, his blessing. And Mahaprabhu will always reject the proposal that I don't want to meet the king. As a sannyasi, the sannyasi should not have the association of the woman. And the sannyasi should not have the association of the worldly, vilasi, the materialistic people. And king, he has so many opulences. Generally, king is considered who is enjoying the opulences, all the material benefits. So, I don't want to see the face of the king. So, Mahaprabhu will always reject. So, this Prataprudra, his desire is becoming stronger and stronger. I want to meet Mahaprabhu. Please arrange some way. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, through other devotees also, he will request sometime, through Nityananda Prabhu, Srivas Thakur, he will send the message to Mahaprabhu, please meet Prataprudra, he is very anxious to meet you. And Mahaprabhu will say, no, don't force me to meet him. If you keep forcing me, I will leave Jagannath Puri and go somewhere. And then all the devotees will become anxious. No, no, if we keep telling him, he will leave Jagannath Puri and will be bereft of his association. So let's not force him. Prataprudra is asking Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, please tell me some way So he said, if you want to get the mercy of the mercy of Mahaprabhu, before getting mercy of Mahaprabhu, you get the mercy of the devotees. So first get the mercy of devotees, then you will be able to maybe get the mercy of Mahaprabhu. So he arranged him to serve the devotees, make arrangement for all the devotees when they visit Jagannath Puri for this Rath Yatra festival. And as the devotees enter Jagannath Puri from Mayapur when they are traveling, it's a big party of 400, 500 devotees. And in the front, all the exalted devotees, Advaita Acharya, Srivas Thakur, Nityananda Prabhu, Haridas Thakur, so they are all there. And first time when they arrived, and Pratap Rudra is getting introduction of all the devotees, because he have never met these devotees. So he is asking Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya, please tell me who is who, who are these devotees, give me little introduction. Pratap Rudra along with Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya, he got into his balcony of the palace, from where he can see the entrance gate of Jagannath Puri, and that's called Athara Nala, that the name of the Jagannath Puri entrance. All the devotee party is entering from there, and Pratap Rudra is asking Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya, who is that devotee in the front, who is that devotee? And Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya is giving the introduction of all the devotees. So he asks, who is this devotee, white clothes, white long beard, long hair, that elderly person, who is that devotee? Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya said, this is Advaita Prabhu. He is the devotee who is behind the appearance of Mahaprabhu. On his prayer, Mahaprabhu, Lord Krishna himself appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give Harinam in this world. So that is Advaita Acharya. Who is that other exalted personality with blue clothes? That's Nityananda Prabhu, great close associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who is that other exalted devotee? He is Srivas Thakur. In his house, Mahaprabhu did kirtan for so many years. In Navdvip, Mahaprabhu will be doing kirtan. Then who is that devotee in the back? The personification of humility. Oh, that is Haridas Thakur. He was born in the family of a Muslim. And he has so much taste for the holy name. The Muslim ruler have him bit in 22 marketplaces, but he did not quit the chanting of the holy name. And he has special mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So like that, Sarvabhuma Bhattacharya is giving introduction of all the devotees to Pratap Rudra. And Pratap Rudra is making all the arrangement for the accommodation, prasadam for all these devotees. Prasadam will come every day from Jagannath temple. So all the devotees went, stayed there. And so Jagannath Rath Yatra festival, it starts with the Snan Yatra festival. Two weeks before actual Jagannath Rath Yatra, there is Snan Yatra festival, where the Jagannath deity, Lord, along with Baldev Subhadra, they are brought outside and kept on the special singhasan, where they bath the Lord with so many kalshas of water. And after that, Lord Jagannath goes into the inner chambers. His darshan is not visible for 2 weeks. And at that time, Lord Jagannath's darshan takes place at Alalanath, which is about 25-30 kilometers from Jagannath Puri. It's a Lord Vishnu's 400 Archa Vigra on which Lord Jagannath's darshan takes place. His face is decorated as Lord Jagannath. So Mahaprabhu will go to Alalanath for those 2 weeks to take darshan of Jagannath. He is not able to stay in separation from Jagannath. Because remember, why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Jagannath Puri? Because Jagannath, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radharani in separation of Krishna. And Jagannath is Krishna in separation of Radharani. So in Jagannath Puri, both Krishna and Radharani, they will meet. So Jagannath is always anxious to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is anxious to see Jagannath. And every day Mahaprabhu will go to take darshan of Jagannath. So with this Snan Yatra, after Snan Yatra for 2 weeks, Jagannath is not there in the temple. So Mahaprabhu will go with all the devotees to Alalanath. And after 2 weeks, he will come back when the Navayovan darshan open for Jagannath. With all the devotees, Mahaprabhu will come take darshan and the day of Rath Yatra festival. Some of you may have experienced actual Jagannath Puri Rath Yatra. lot of us are not that fortunate maybe to take participation in the actual Puri Rath Yatra, but we are fortunate at least to take participation in Rath Yatra festival here while sitting in a remote place compared to Jagannath Puri. We are able to witness Rath Yatra festival here. And what is the occasion of this Rath Yatra festival? What is the significance of Rath Yatra festival?
Pull Lord Jagannath to our hearts.
So pulling Lord Jagannath to our heart, yes. But what is the event it represents? Lord is coming outside to give darshan to meet the devotees, yes. So 5000 years back, all the gopis of Vrindavan, they met Lord Krishna in Kurukshetra at the time of solar eclipse. For after 100 years of separation, they met Krishna, and that time they are pulling Krishna to come back to Vrindavan. So that is representation of the first Rath Yatra festival. They put Krishna along with Balram and Subhadra on the chariot, and they are pulling them back to come back to Vrindavan. So here in Jagannath Puri, the Jagannath temple is considered as Dwarika. The Nilachal is Dwarika Dham. And from Nilachal, from Jagannath Puri temple, Lord comes outside, rides onto his chariot, and then he is taken to Gundicha temple. And Gundicha is, what is Gundicha? So Gundicha was the palace of the queen of Indradyumna Maharaj. And that is the place where the deities of Jagannath, Baldev and Subhadra were carved. When for the first time Jagannath left Gundicha for being installed in the temple, at that time he made promise to Queen Gundicha that you are my mother and I will come every year to meet you. So Jagannath is coming out of his palace to visit the house of his mother. So Gundicha represents Vrindavan. So Jagannath temple is Dwarika, Gundicha is Vrindavan. So Lord is coming out to go to Vrindavan. And all the devotees pulling the chariot, they represent that pastime that all the gopis are pulling the chariot of Jagannath to bring him back to Vrindavan. And Mahaprabhu will manifest that pastime because he is in the bhava of Radharani. Along with all his other devotees, he is dancing in front of the chariot, pulling the chariot, representing, manifesting that pastime of all the gopis along with Radharani pulling Krishna to come back to Vrindavan. So when Jagannath's darshan opened after 14 days, all the devotees are there to catch a glimpse of Jagannath's darshan. And Mahaprabhu is standing there at Garuda Stambha. Mahaprabhu did not go beyond Garuda Stambha most of the time. Only two times Mahaprabhu crossed beyond Garuda Stambha. First was the first time when Mahaprabhu came to Jagannath Puri after taking sannyas. The first time when he went to Jagannath temple, he ran from Garuda Stambha, went inside the main chambers, climbed onto Ratna Singhasan and hugged Jagannath. And he fell unconscious there. And all the pandas were surprised. Who is that golden looking person, white person? They thought some foreigner came and ran inside to go inside, take the darshan of Jagannath, because any foreigner is not allowed to enter Jagannath temple. And Mahaprabhu ran with such a speed and went inside and hugged Jagannath, and they were perplexed, so thought some foreigner entered, and they went to bring him back outside. And that time Mahaprabhu had immediately fell down unconscious taking the darshan of Jagannath. And that time Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had come there. And looking at Mahaprabhu's symptoms, he understood he is some exalted devotee. So he brought him to his home that time. So that was the first time when Mahaprabhu crossed beyond Garuda Stambha. And the second time was at the end of his manifested Leela. He entered beyond Garuda Stambha, went inside and kind of disappeared in Jagannath's form. So these are the only two occasions when Mahaprabhu crossed beyond Garuda Stambha. Every day he will come to take darshan, he will just stand at Garuda Stambha. And from that far away, he will keep gazing at Jagannath. Radharani is gazing at Krishna. So So when the darshan opened after 14 days, Mahaprabhu is there taking darshan of Jagannath along with his devotees there on one side, Ramanand Rai, which is considered as incarnation of Vishakha, and on the other side, there is other devotee, Savrup Damodar, who is considered as incarnation of Lalita Sakhi. So Mahaprabhu is standing there with Lalita and Vishakha, with her prime, Radharani is basically standing there with her two primary gopis, Lalita and Vishakha, taking the darshan of Krishna. And Mahaprabhu's bhav is completely in the bhav of Radha. So he will be speaking as if Gopi is speaking. And Mahaprabhu will tell Lalita and Vishakha, Savrup Damodar and Ramanand Rai, "Hey Lalita, hey Vishakha, look at the Brajnandanandan. He is looking so beautiful. He is not saying, 'Look at my Pranadhan.' He is looking so beautiful. He is saying, 'Look at our Brajnandanandan. He is looking at so beautiful, so magnanimous.' Why he is addressing him as if he is property of everybody, not his own property?" The acharyas give explanation, explaining the bhav, how he is representing that bhav. See, imagine one newly wedded wife, her husband has gone outside for few days, and after few days he is returning back, and she is standing at the rooftop in the balcony along with her sister-in-law, like as her nanad. So how she addresses is, she will not say, "Look at my husband, he is looking so beautiful. Unki chaal dekho, unki dal dekho, kitna unki shaan kitni hai." So she will not say that. She will say, "Dekho tumhare bhaiya, unki kya shaan hai, unki kya shobha hai." So Mahaprabhu is representing that. He is not saying, "Look at my pranadhan, he is looking so beautiful. His unki shobha dekho." He is saying, "Look at our Brajnandanandan, he is so beautiful." So Mahaprabhu is looking all night, continuously standing there for 8, 10, 12 hours just gazing at Jagannath. And somehow devotees will forcibly take him back. "Please come back, go take some rest. Tomorrow is Rath Yatra festival and it's a big day." So Mahaprabhu will somehow, on the request of devotees, he will go out of Jagannath temple, go to his Gambhira. They will force him, forcibly take him, make him lie down, take some rest. Early morning, Mahaprabhu will come back in front of Jagannath temple for the Rath Yatra festival. And Rath Yatra festival, there are three chariots standing outside. One chariot for Lord Jagannath, another one for Baladev, third one for Subhadra. And they bring Subhadra outside first, then comes Baladev, then comes Sudarshan, then comes Jagannath. And before the Rath Yatra festival, day before, there is Gundicha Maharjan Leela. So I have skipped that whole pastime, Gundicha Maharjan, which is very, very significant pastime. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, along with all his devotees, his followers, goes to Gundicha temple to personally clean the whole temple, clean the place where Jagannath will sit, that Singhasan. And Mahaprabhu take permission, he goes to take permission from the authorities of Gundicha temple. "Please allow us to clean this temple, clean this whole place." And they say, "Why you want to clean? We have the servants. They will clean, they will take care of this service. This is a low-class service of being a Jamadar." Mahaprabhu said, no, "This is not a lowly service. This is a very, very great service, very significant service, to clean the temple of the Lord." And Mahaprabhu will request one of his devotee, Vanidas, to buy 100 new pots and 100 new brooms to clean the whole temple. So they arrange this new pots and brooms. They will fill the pots from Narendra Sarovar. They will come all the way there, throw the water in the temple and then broom it. And Mahaprabhu told all the devotees, "Clean this temple and whoever takes out the maximum dust, he will be awarded." And they will broom first, try to collect as much dust as possible and then throw it outside. And then they will bring the water, splash the water and clean it again with the broom. And Mahaprabhu personally, along with all the devotees, he is cleaning the temple. Mahaprabhu taught with his personal example to all the devotees how to render service, how to chant the holy name, how to absorb in remembrance of Krishna. So cleaning the temple of Krishna, it's a very, very significant, important service for the Vaishnavas. And as Mahaprabhu is cleaning, he will be cleaning the place, Ratna Singhasan, Ratna Bedi, where Jagannath will come and sit there. Jagannath will stay there for 10 days. And Mahaprabhu is splashing the water and cleaning with the cloth, trying to remove each and every dust particle from there. And as Mahaprabhu is cleaning, the water will wash the body of Mahaprabhu also when it's falling down. And some other devotees, they will see water touching the feet of Mahaprabhu and coming falling down. Some devotees will give up their service, come to collect some water falling from the feet of Mahaprabhu and secretly take, collect it and drink it. They will say, if we come and ask Mahaprabhu to wash his feet and drink his Chandamrit, Mahaprabhu will never allow. This is a great opportunity. So Mahaprabhu is busy washing. Let's go collect some water touching his body, touching his feet and drink that water. So Mahaprabhu is teaching by his example, clean the temple of the Lord. And what is the significance of this? We are cleaning our own heart. So cleaning the temple represents cleaning our hearts. And when we say sadhana, right, we all do sadhana bhakti. What is the meaning of sadhana bhakti? So Acharya say, apne man ko sadhana hi sadhana hai. Apne man ko sadhane ka naam hi sadhana hai. All the sadhana bhakti which we do is to control our mind, is to control our mind and our heart. Purify our mind and our heart. That is sadhana. To clean our heart so Lord can come and make his residence in our heart. So cleaning the temple of the Lord, cleaning the pots used to cook for Lord, it helps cleanse the dust accumulated on our heart. So that is the Gundicha Maharajan Leela. And next day is Rath Yatra, which we were discussing. And Jagannath comes to his chariot. He doesn't just go straight forward. The Pandas carrying Jagannath. Jagannath will go sometime on this side, sometime on that side. So he is in full ecstasy. So he is going to his chariot. Finally they put Jagannath on the chariot. And Mahaprabhu divide all the devotees in 7 kirtan parties. So he makes the leader, kirtan leader for the 7 parties, one singer in each party. Actually there are multiple singers, 2 mridanga players, 7 kartal players in every party. And he tells every party, okay, you go in the front of the chariot, 3 parties in front of chariot, 1 party in left side of the chariot, another party on the right side of the chariot, 1 party behind the Jagannath chariot, all like that. So 3 party in front of 3 chariots. And then in the side, in the back, like that. And Mahaprabhu is dancing in ecstasy in front of Jagannath chariot. And Mahaprabhu is manifesting that Leela. He himself is in the bhava of Radharani. So he is manifesting that Leela of Kurukshetra. Then that Radharani along with the gopis, he is taking Krishna to Vrindavan. And Mahaprabhu, the way Mahaprabhu was dancing in front of the chariot, they say Mahaprabhu was dancing like a chakra. So if you go to sometime in the old time in India, you may have seen some carnivals. So in carnivals, they will have a big wheel. And the center of the wheel, they will put fire. And the one person is moving the wheel so fast, and it looks like it's the whole wheel is covered with fire. And when Mahaprabhu is dancing, he is dancing so ecstatically, so fast, like a chakra, that nobody is able to see the face of Mahaprabhu. And he will lift up from the ground, so many hands up, so many feet above the ground, and he is dancing in that ecstasy. And Jagannath is busy seeing Mahaprabhu's dancing. Krishna is busy seeing Radharani's ecstasy to take him to Vrindavan. So Jagannath's chariot doesn't even move. All the devotees, 10,000 of devotees, they are holding on to those ropes, the big thick ropes to pull the chariot of Jagannath. But Jagannath's chariot doesn't move. And before moving, before the procession start, actually Pratap Rudra come to sweep the street with the golden broom. So that is another pastime. That is the pastime of Rath Yatra, where devotees told Pratap Rudra, on this day here, you will be able to get the mercy of Mahaprabhu. Because Pratap Rudra have been waiting for so long to meet personally Mahaprabhu. So devotees told on Rath Yatra, now you will have the opportunity to personally meet Mahaprabhu. And how? Noontime, Jagannath chariot will stop at the place and they will be offered the Rajbhoga Arati and lot of bhoga will be offered, and Jagannath stays there for few hours. And at that time, the devotees will request Mahaprabhu to go to the garden and take rest. And at that time, you can go to the garden giving up your dress of a king, wearing very simple pauper clothes, and then go render some service to Mahaprabhu. And you will be able to get some personal mercy of Mahaprabhu at that time. And he saw his humble service attitude of Pratap Rudra. And Mahaprabhu, in his heart, he is ready to give mercy to Pratap Rudra, but externally he is making as if he doesn't want to meet Pratap Rudra, that he is a worldly person. Internally he knows the consciousness of Pratap Rudra. So as Mahaprabhu was dancing in front of the chariot, Jagannath even doesn't move. Pratap Rudra calls the elephants, puts the ropes in the trunk of the elephant, at the neck of the elephant, to have the elephant pull the ropes, pull the chariot. Still the chariot doesn't move. As if Jagannath doesn't move, Jagannath doesn't want to disturb Mahaprabhu's dancing in front of the chariot. And as everybody is saying, oh, Jagannath is not moving, chariot is not moving, everybody tell Mahaprabhu, please stop dancing. Jagannath is even not moving. And then Mahaprabhu comes to his external senses, external consciousness. He tells everybody, drop the ropes. So all these thousands of people who were holding the ropes, they dropped the ropes. He told, take the ropes away from the elephant, take the elephants away. So the elephants are taken away. Then finally Mahaprabhu goes himself at the back of the chariot. And Mahaprabhu apne sar se apna mastak laga ke chariot ko push kar rahe hain. Mahaprabhu is pushing the chariot with his forehead. And then Jagannath chariot start moving. Gad 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 gad. Mahaprabhu's, the Jagannath chariot is moving on Badadanda. Then again all the devotees are dancing in ecstasy. So many hours this procession is going on, and Jagannath chariot doesn't keep moving straight. So Baldev's chariot will move continuously, moving straight. Subhadra's chariot is moving straight forward, but Jagannath chariot does not go straight on Badadanda. Sometime it will go here, sometime on there, as if Jagannath is going on that side to give his audience to some special devotee standing there. Sometime it will go that side to meet some devotee standing there. So like that, Jagannath is going here and there, doesn't go straight. And sometimes it will just stop, will not move. And then the devotees will come forward and put a lot of offerings there. So at noontime, Jagannath chariot will stop. They will offer the Rajbhogarati and offer, they will announce all the devotees, whoever want to offer any prasadam, any bhoga to Jagannath, please come forward now. And the whole street actually practically will be filled with the offerings lying there. And at that time, the devotees will request Mahaprabhu, please you go in the garden, take some rest, because Jagannath chariot is going to stay here for a couple of hours. Please go take some rest. And they will force Mahaprabhu to go into that garden and take rest. And at that time they told Pratap Rudra, this is your golden opportunity. You go and render some personal service, go massage the feet of Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu will be in the bhav of separation, filled with that ecstasy. You sing the song of separation, the Gopi Geet. And as Mahaprabhu will hear that Gopi Geet, he will be very happy at you. So this was planned well ahead of time. They had told Pratap Rudra that ye Gopi Geet ko contest kar lo, memorize this Gopi Geet. As if that is the time of his test. He is going to have a shloka competition there, reciting this Gopi Geet. So the Pratap Rudra, he gave up the clothes of king and put on a very simple torn up clothes, went into the garden. Mahaprabhu was lying on the bench in a unconscious kind of state, singing Hey Krishna, Krishna Hey, Krishna Hey. And Pratap Rudra went there and started massaging his feet. And Mahaprabhu asked, who are you? Said, I am the servant of your servants. I am your Das, I am the Das, Dasanudas. And Mahaprabhu asked him, please say something. And Pratap Rudra at that time, he started reciting the shlokas from Gopi Geet. Pranata dehinam papa krashanam tranacharanugam shriniketanam fanipanarpitam te padambujam kranukucheshuta kunadiharchayam. Your lotus feet destroy the past sin of all embodied soul who surrender to them. Those feet follow after the cows in the pastures and are the eternal abode of Goddess of Fortune. Since you once put those feet on the hoods of the great serpent Kaliya, please place them upon our chest and tear away all the lust in our hearts. So the gopis are singing while searching for Krishna in the forest of Vrindavan. They are searching. They are meditating on the lotus feet of Krishna. That your lotus feet are worshipped by everybody. Once you put your lotus feet on the fangs of Kaliya and deliver Kaliya, please put your lotus feet on our chest and take away all the sinful tendencies hidden in our heart. Fan panarpitam te padam bhujam tav kathamritam tapta jivanam kavi bhiriditam kalpashapaham shravan mangalam shrimadatavatam bhuvi grunantite bhuridajana. So as Mahaprabhu heard this, Mahaprabhu got up, bhuridajana, 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 and he embraced Prataprudra. And what is the meaning of this verse which Prataprudra had sang? Tav kathamritam tapta jivanam. Your pastime, your katha is like a nectar for the people who are suffering in this material ocean, in this material world. Shravana mangalam shrimadat bhuvi grananthiye bhuridajana. The people who are spreading your message in this material world, they are the most merciful, most magnanimous people. As Mahaprabhu heard Prataprudra sing this last word, bhuvi grananthiye bhuridajana, Mahaprabhu immediately got up. Bhuridajana, you are the most magnanimous, you are the most merciful. Please sing more, please sing more. That you have sang this song of separation of gopis, in separation of Krishna. Please continue to sing this. And that time Prataprudra got the special mercy of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu kept his hand on the head of Prataprudra. So this was one of the special pastime of Mahaprabhu, offering his mercy to Prataprudra during this Rath Yatra festival. And after that the procession continued, and procession finally reached Gundicha temple. And now Jagannath is going to stay here for 9 days, and then 10th day Jagannath will go back to his Dwarika Dham, his temple. And in these 9 days, when Jagannath is staying at Gundicha temple, that time Mahaprabhu is very happy for those 9 days. So first day when that chariot arrived there, as Jagannath is coming down from the chariot, Mahaprabhu came forward and hugged Jagannath. So Radharani is hugging Krishna finally, that Krishna has come back to Vrindavan. Jagannath Rath Yatra festival and Snan Yatra festival is the only occasion when anybody and everybody can freely touch and hug Jagannath. No other day one can even come closer to Jagannath. As Jagannath came down from the chariot, Mahaprabhu came forward and hugged Jagannath. And Mahaprabhu is very happy for those 9 days, because now Krishna is in Vrindavan. Radharani is in the association of Krishna. Mahaprabhu earlier, every day Mahaprabhu will be crying. Mahaprabhu will be crying in separation of Krishna. But now for 9 days, Krishna is there with Radharani. Jagannath is there with Mahaprabhu. So Mahaprabhu does all the leelas of Vrindavan. Noka Bihar, Jal Bihar, all those leelas happen in those 9 days. And during that 10th day, when Jagannath is ready to go back to Puri, go back to his temple, Neelachal Dham, and when Jagannath is brought back outside to put on the chariot, again Mahaprabhu is filled with that anxiety, filled with separation. He is crying. And he is manifesting the leela when Akrura came first time to take Krishna to Mathura. So Mahaprabhu is remembering that pastime, that Krishna is leaving Vrindavan and going to Mathura. Akrura has come to take away Krishna. So all the devotees, they are lying in front of the chariot as the gopis lay down in front of the chariot. And Radharani at that time was holding on to the wheel of the chariot when Krishna is leaving for Mathura. So Mahaprabhu, in the bhav of Radharani, he is holding on to the chariot of Jagannath when Jagannath is leaving back to his temple. And all the pandas are saying to the devotees, please, please take Mahaprabhu away. He will be hurt. The chariot will move. He will be hurt. Please take him away. And the devotees somehow, they forcibly take Mahaprabhu away from the chariot. And Mahaprabhu is, and the Jagannath comes back to his temple. So this whole pastime of Jagannath Rath Yatra is gopis pulling Krishna to come back to Vrindavan. And in Puri, when this festival happened in front, in the presence of Mahaprabhu, it was the same manifested leela of gopis pulling Krishna back to Vrindavan. So when Mahaprabhu was in the separation, crying every time in separation of Radharani, Mahaprabhu is manifesting what is the consciousness of a Vaishnava should be. And somebody asked some acharyas, who is a Vaishnava? Followers of Vishnu, okay, that is a literal meaning of word Vaishnava. Right? But what is the actual Vaishnava? Who is the Vaishnava? Who is the devotee?
Anybody who says Krishna's name even once.
So Mahaprabhu gave the meaning of Vaishnava three times to three different people. He gave three different definitions. One time somebody asked Mahaprabhu, who is a devotee? Who is a Vaishnava? Mahaprabhu said, whoever have even chanted the name of Krishna once, he is a Vaishnava. Another time Mahaprabhu gave the definition, who always chants the name of Krishna, he is a Vaishnava, he is a devotee. At another time Mahaprabhu said, by seeing whom other can remember Krishna, he is a Vaishnava. So all meanings are correct, going to a deeper level. And in his personal leela, what Mahaprabhu is exhibiting, who is a Vaishnava? Vaishnava is one who at least once in a day, once in 24 hours, who cries in separation of Krishna. Jab Bhagwan ke virah mein kam se kam din mein ek bar aansu bahaye, वो वैष्णव है. नाउ वी कैन ऑल सी आर वी वैष्णवस. वी आर क्राइंग फॉर लैक ऑफ फूड, लैक ऑफ मनी, लैक ऑफ कंफर्ट, बट डू वी एवर क्राई इन सेपरेशन ऑफ कृष्णा. सो वैष्णव मीन्स वी नीड टू कल्टिवेट दैट कॉन्शियसनेस, दैट सेपरेशन फ्रॉम, द फीलिंग ऑफ सेपरेशन फ्रॉम कृष्णा. एंड व्हेन वी हियर दिस पास्ट टाइम्स, राइट, दैट Mahaprabhu is crying in separation of Krishna, other great exalted devotees, they were feeling so much separation from Krishna. What is the significance of hearing these pastimes? So that we can understand the mood, the ecstasy in separation of Krishna, and we can bring that consciousness, that feeling in our heart. We can come to that level that, oh, we are away from Krishna, we should be anxious to go back to Krishna, meet with Krishna. Then our life will be successful. Another just 5 or 7 minutes, I want to conclude. When all the devotees visited from Navdweep to Jagannath Puri, and they are staying there for almost 4 months, and every day all the devotees have the desire that today, I have a desire, Mahaprabhu should come to my place of residence. Mahaprabhu should accept prasadam at my place. All the devotees have that desire, and everybody submit their request to Mahaprabhu. So everybody is so anxious to have Mahaprabhu come to their place of residence, except prasadam. Now Mahaprabhu cannot go to all the places, and he put one condition that I will go to that devotee's place who is lakpati. Jo koi lakpati se kam hai uske ghar pe main nahi jaunga. All the devotees are thinking lakpati, and that time having 100 rupees was a big deal. Right, 500 years back, the currency, if somebody has 100 rupees, it's a very big thing. Now Mahaprabhu is saying, whoever is Lakpati, I will visit only that person's house. So they ask the devotees, please explain what is the meaning of this. And then Sabrup Damodar explained what Mahaprabhu is saying. Whoever will chant 1 lakh name of Krishna, he is Lakpati. Whoever every day chants 1 lakh names of Krishna, Mahaprabhu will come only to that devotee's house to accept prasadam. And as devotees heard this condition of Mahaprabhu, all the devotees started chanting actually 2 lakh names. You know how much is 1 lakh name? In one mala, it's 108 beads. And the 16 mala, if you chant, that becomes 25,000 names.
64.
So 108 times 16 in one mala, times 16 becomes 25,000, approximately 25,000. So 4 times of that, 64 mala of Mahamantra, that becomes 1 lakh name. So chanting 64 mala takes 7 to 8 hours in a day. So that was Mahaprabhu's condition, that all the devotees should chant 64 mala every day. And the devotees, in enthusiasm, they started chanting 128 mala, 2 lakh name. And everybody is in a race, I will do even more to attract Mahaprabhu's mercy. So to learn from that devotees, if we really want to have the mercy of Mahaprabhu, if we really want to invite Mahaprabhu at our home, how many of you like to have Mahaprabhu personally come visit your home? How many of you want Gaur and Govinda to come to your home? Everybody is ready to chant 64 rounds every day? So if we really want to have Gaur and Govinda come to our home, we need to become serious about chanting. And Prabhupada actually made it little easy. Prabhupada said, in this time, in Kali Yuga, nobody has that much time and nobody has that much patience to sit down and chant for 8 hours. So at least chant 16 mala. So I want everybody's attention now, please. Because this is the message we need to understand. So if we really want to attract the mercy of Gauranga, mercy of Guru, we need to become serious about chanting. If not 64 rounds, which was Mahaprabhu's condition, at least 16 rounds, sola mala. And we get stuck at one mala, two mala, four mala, that also on off, on off, on off. How many of us are like that? So today, in appreciation of Rath Yatra coming up, remembering the pastimes of Mahaprabhu, may we can take that inspiration to become serious about chanting. We should have at least goal to come to the level of 16 mala. And sometimes people give a lot of excuses, lot of these things. Oh, why sola mala? Why mala in first place? Why to chant and count? And you know what people give as a argument? What argument people give sometimes? लोग बोलते हैं भगवान तो बिना गिने देता है और आप गिन के क्यों नाम लेना चाहते हो. God gives without counting, and why you want to count the name of Krishna? Chant without counting. Yes, sir. To hear, to the ears, it sound like a jaggery, right? It gives our excuses, it put forward our excuses. Oh, why to chant on mala? Why to count? Just chant whatever you can. But yes, God gives without counting. But to whom do you give without counting? Tell me that. Is there anybody to whom you give without counting? Kisi ko paisa dete ho, bina gine dete ho? किसी को कुछ चैरिटी देना हो बिना गिने देते हो? इवन भगवान के मंदिर में जाते हो, डोनेशन बॉक्स में हुंडी में कुछ डोनेशन डालना है, बिना गिने डालते हो? जेब से जितना भी है सब निकाला डाल दिया, क्या गिनना है? भगवान के सब कुछ दे दो. व्हेन वी काउंट एवरीथिंग एल्स, यू इवन काउंट द चपातीज, हाउ मेनी चपातीज आई एट. पीपल आर वेरी कॉन्शियस, ओह नो मोर देन 2 चपातीज, 3 चपातीज. सो एवरीथिंग वी डू बाय काउंटिंग. व्हाट इज द प्रॉब्लम इन काउंटिंग द होली नेम? And then sometimes people will give excuse. Mala pe kya japna? I am always chanting in my mind. Main to hamesha apne man mein jap kar raha hun. Actually, to be able to chant, to have your mind focus on the holy name, first we need to practice chanting with mala. While chanting on mala, your mind is running here and there, and we say, oh, my mind is always chanting. Maybe it's our tongue which is mechanically sometimes chanting, but is our mind really on that chanting? So first we need to practice chanting with hands, holding the mala in our hand. Bring the mind also on the chanting. Then maybe one day our mind unconsciously also will start focusing on the holy name. Sometimes people give this excuse of, especially from the northern region, I come across a lot of people who give this excuse. They will quote the dohas of Kabirji. Kabirji said in his teachings, in his doha, mala ferat jug bhaya firana man ka fer, karka man ka dar ke man ka fer, mala ferat jug bhaya. That you are chanting on your mala, so many years have passed by, but your heart has not changed. Firana manka fair, karka manka darke manka manka fair. Rather than focusing on chanting with your beads, moving the beads, try to purify your heart also. Bring your heart also on that. So people think, oh, Kabirji was against chanting on the beads. His teaching is that. But one need to understand the deep message behind the teachings of the saintly people. Don't go in the literal meaning of what he said in that particular thing. We need to understand in deep what is the contextual meaning of that. In other doha, Kabirji said, Mala to karme fire, jibha fire mukh mahi, man to chahu dish fire, ye to simran nahi. That you are holding mala in your hand, moving the beads, and in your tongue is moving inside your mouth, but your mind is going in all the four directions, going everywhere. What kind of remembrance of Lord is that? So what that happens when we are chanting, right? Everybody has that experience. When we are chanting, we are moving the beads. Koshish hona chahiye ki jo mind hai, that should be focused on the holy name while we are moving the beads. Mind also should hear, but mind is wandering here and there. So Kabir is saying, bring your mind also on the chanting of holy name. That is even more important. And Kabir's another doha is, Mala man se lad padi. That the beads fought with the mind. Why? Ke tu kyun chode mohe? Why you are giving up me? Bina shastr ka surma ladat na dekha koi. What kind of warrior are you fighting without any weapon? So now if you understand the message from this, Kabir is saying mala is also very important. One need to chant on the mala, but one need to bring the mind also on the chanting of the holy name. And actually, you know what was the practice of Kabirji? He was not against the chanting on beads. If he was against the chanting on beads, why he will himself chant on beads? When his guru gave him diksha, his guru was Ramananji Maharaj. When he gave diksha to Kabirji, he gave him the beads. His bead is not like our beads with 108 beads. His mala was with 1008 beads. And he is chanting on those beads. So we need to become very serious in our service attitude, in our chanting the holy name. Then only we can fulfill the desire of Mahaprabhu, spread the message of Krishna in the whole world. To become serious about that practice, we need to follow that practice ourselves. Chant the holy name. So everybody, please accept this process of chanting the holy name seriously. Not as a formality. That okay, mera din ka char mala ka niyam hai, maine kar liya kisi tarah se. Somehow let me finish that quota. We need to bring the quality in chanting, and we need to increase the quantity of chanting. We'll end here. Jagannath Rath Yatra ki jai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.